You're listening to The Wicked Horror Show, powered by the Dorkening Podcast Network. For more information, check out thedorkening.com.
Deadly Grounds Coffee knows how important your coffee is to you. Every batch is roasted to perfection with a unique special method that brings out the richest, deepest, smoothest flavor you'll ever find. We're coffee freaks too, and deadly serious about our brew. Just one sip and you'll know why we say, once you go deadly, you don't go back. It's truly coffee to die for. So when you're ready to get a little deadly, get online and order yours at getdeadly.com. It's coffee so good, it's scary.
Hey everybody, welcome to another Wicked Horror Reviews. Will they like it? Question mark. Kevin, and I'm joined by...
The 13th Wolfman, but you can call me Wolfie.
And this episode, we're talking about Puppet Master, The Littlest Reich. It came out 2018. It's kind of a, you know, it's a Charles Band product, but it's not at the same time. It's like someone who grew up a fan and they decided, you know, hey, I want to take a stab, no pun intended, at Puppet Master. And it was kind of refreshing, I thought.
It really was. I've loved, you know, most of the Puppet Masters since 1989, you know, when the first one came out. I haven't seen them all. This is one of those series I kind of dropped the ball on, like after about, I think you get to like Retro Puppet Master and like somewhere around there, it's like, it just kind of got monotonous, you know, and repetitive. And so I kind of dropped the ball on that. Now I want to go back and watch them all because this is kind of like relit the fire inside me to watch Puppet Master movies.
One thing I liked with this one is it was a different kind of cast. There's a lot of people in this movie that you wouldn't necessarily think you would see in a Puppet Master movie.
Well, I know who you're talking about.
Well, there's a couple people. There's actually a good handful of people in this movie that I was like, oh, that's awesome. Like, yeah, Barbara Crampton. She's a horror icon, so you could see that she would pop up into one of these movies, maybe.
Well, Barbara Crampton was in the original Puppet Master.
Oh, how did I not remember that?
She was a woman at the carnival, and one of the women at the carnival in the original Puppet Master. So,
all right, well, color me retarded. Sorry, but anyways, you know. So besides Barbara, we had these are just people that have been on the show, on our show. So we've had Barbara Crampton on, we've had Michael Paré on, and I was surprised to see Michael Paré in this movie. And I thought he was awesome in it. I thought he was great in it.
It's really cool to have him in. I think it's cool to have him like in horror films. Now, I mean, he's proven more than enough that he can act. It's like, let's have some fun with that now.
Yeah, and then the star of the movie, like the main lead character,
that's the one I was thinking about.
Is Thomas Lennon. Who I first knew of, actually the very first thing I ever saw him in was a show called You Wrote It, You Watch It that was hosted by Jon Stewart.
Oh my God. Yeah, I never even heard of that show.
It was on MTV and people would write in with stories and they would reenact the stories. And the best one was a story about these little kids that would go and steal from the candy store. And they redid the story like as Reservoir Dogs. And it was like all the people from the state. Where like this is where like the guys from the state, like after this show they got their own show. He's from the state, Viva Variety, Reno 911. He's been on a bunch of movies, he's written a bunch of movies. He was most recently in the Odd Couple remake.
That's the thing that I probably noticed. I mean, it was funny when the Odd Couple remake came on, I was like, so who's Thomas Lennon? And I looked it up and he'd been in tons of movies. I'm like, oh wow. And it's like, oh, I like that movie. I don't remember him. Then it comes back on, or I watch it. So I'm like, oh, there he is. Okay, yeah. So
yeah,
he was a very, I mean, for me at least, forgetful person. It just
yeah,
was
for, what, for just, me, it's the other way around. Like I would see him in something, I was like, oh my God, thank God he's in here. You know, on top of that, most of the stuff that he's done is comedic, and a lot of the stuff that you know, I mean, there is a comedic overtone.
Flair,
to this movie, but we also have Charlene Yee.
Sure, I was gonna. Yeah, she's from like This Is 40 and tons of TV.
And yeah, and she was like on. Yeah, she was also she was in Scott Pilgrim versus
Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
And yeah. And then there was another guy. It was at let me see, is it Nelson Franklin, who was also Nelson Franklin was also in Scott Pilgrim. So they were both in Scott Pilgrim. So. You know, I was like, oh, cool. They're both in this movie. And again, there are people that you wouldn't necessarily see, like think you would see in a Puppet Master movie. So I really like the fact that they kind of upped the game. Like these are people that are, I'm thinking, most likely fans of the franchise and they wanted to be involved, which I thought was great. But it also kind of led to more of a tongue-in-cheek feel at times, which I enjoyed.
You really thought that, huh?
Yeah. There was a few things here and there that I don't know. I mean, I thought it was kind of, you know, they were making it more lighthearted at times, and then it would turn around and be crazy. But
because I really thought that they were, this was one of those times where like all the other early Puppet Master movies were very camp, very tongue in cheek, you know, and this is one where I'm like, wow, they're really trying to take this to a more serious level. It's like, hey, we are a horror franchise. Let's show what we can do with our horror chops, you know? And that's the way that when I watched the movie, I took it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I thought it was, you know, when you look at the visuals and stuff like that, I thought it was way better than a lot of the others. But it still had, like, a humorous vibe to it from time to time. But I think, you know, that was on purpose. You know, like, I think Thomas Lennon was very sarcastic and, you know, like, he was just great.
So now
go ahead.
I was going to say, now you're a fan of another show that's no longer on the air. Mm-hmm. It came to an end last year, and that is Face Off.
Yeah. And trying to think of his first name.
Tate.
Yeah, Tate. Yeah, he was one of the guys who helped with the effects on this one, yeah.
The last three Puppet Master movies have been had special effects makeup and done by guys from Face Off.
Oh, really? See that's the thing is I fell off the Puppet Master train a while ago. I could get to the point where I was just like, I don't really care anymore. But then when I saw this one and I've heard good things, and I'll be honest with you, at first when I saw like the puppet that's on the poster and they kind of revamped that puppet, he looks a little bit different than the old one. Yeah. And I'm just kind of like, man, I kind of like the look of the old one a little bit better. The old one didn't have hands, and this one he had the blades popped out of his hands, which I thought was a little cooler.
Well, the old one had a hand and a blade.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there was other ones, too. Like they showed in the intro, there was one where he had a hook for a hand as well.
Right.
But yeah.
You know, they brought back Torch. This is only the third time that they've used Torch in a Puppet Master movie since the first one.
Hmm.
You know, Torch is always a favorite of mine. I actually have a Torch doll, I guess. It, you know, hit the little button in the back and the flame lights up. You know, it's a little plastic light in the hand plastic flame. And I have Pinhead. I have, you know, and Pinhead looks looks pretty sickly in this one. You know, he's got the green face and he's all, you know, he just looks, I don't know. But they brought back Tunnler. They brought back Pinhead. They brought back Blade, and Torch. And those are like the only ones that they brought back. And then they introduced some new ones.
Yeah,
you know,
like there was that one that was like a baby doll that had a Hitler mustache.
Fuhrer Junior. Junior. Yeah.
I was like, oh Jesus! Like that's crazy. And they're like, kill that baby. And I'm like, this is nice. but yeah, I mean,
that was actually one of the parts I really liked was where he just throws it into the oven and says,
how do you like it?
You like it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So yeah, there's no, you know, there's obviously no hiding the fact that all these victims are, you know, due to like, with the exception of when he gets to a certain point in the movie, all the victims are, it's basically hate crimes. And I really like, you know, the story of the movie, how it was people that had collected these dolls and they were going to a convention.
It was an auction. How many of these dolls are there supposed to be around here? You know, Michael Parvey says it's like, well, they were going to auction off 63 tomorrow or whatever. It's like, dude, 63? Oh my god!
Yeah, but I was pleasantly surprised with this one. I mean, I hadn't heard anything bad about it, to be honest with you, when it was in the convention circuit. I heard good things, so I was looking forward to it. I was also kind of worried because I was like, what is the deal with Thomas Lennon in this? Like, I was kind of, you know, I was just like, I don't know. I mean, even though I'm a fan of his, I don't know if that's going to work.
He did an awesome job.
He was so good. I agree 100%.
At the very beginning, he shows up. He's getting, I mean, just to give a little bit away, he's getting a divorce from his wife. He shows up back at his parents' place for a place to stay for a little while he finds an apartment. And the father's like, what's that stain on your face? You know, he's like, oh, I'm trying to grow. I'm going for a different look of beard. And then his father says something else. And his next line is, oh, you're a delight.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm like, I knew what the tone was going to be, you know, with the father from that point on.
Yeah. And the father was, he was just a dick all around. Like, basically, it was the, you know, if your mother didn't want you here, you wouldn't be here kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
You know, he was accepted the fact that his mother said, hey, why don't you come stay with us for a bit, even though he was not happy with it one bit.
He was cool a little bit later, but I mean, because she's like, well, if you're not here by 7, you know, we'll put something to his side for you. I mean, that's probably the coolest his father's been to him. And I mean, that's probably the most support he's going to get out of his dad.
Yeah. And you know, part of it too is like they do touch on it a bit is that his brother had passed. And, you know, when he's staying there, he's going through a box of his brother's stuff and he finds a doll, one of the dolls. You know, he's like, asks, where did he get this from? And, you know, it's something where he found it at a sleepaway camp and, you know, he asked if he could keep it and he kept it. And, that's, you know, that's kind of, we figure out later on that maybe that's how the demise of his brother happened, you know, and then, Yeah, and then he ends up meeting a new girl, and, you know, she's all cute, and stuff happens, and they go on this trip because, you know, they're like, hey, if you need money, you can sell some of this stuff, and he's doing research on that doll, and he realizes there's that one of those conventions going on, and they go up to do it, and shit hits the fan.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the movie in a nutshell, everyone, so.
Yeah, the end. Believe me, there's a lot more that you could tell about this movie, but
this movie is very graphic.
Yeah, it is. There's some really cool parts, like utilizing a human as a puppet. I thought was awesome.
We go back to Fioja Jr.
Yeah. It was really cool. Like a lot of really cool gags in this one, and a lot of good gore. And at the same time too, it's not like overly, like when we get into Will They Like It part, it's not overly ridiculous, you know.
No.
It's not like terrifying. It's just like, Jesus Christ, these things keep coming, you know.
The pregnant lady was my
That was pretty messed up. That was pretty messed up. Oof.
I don't want to say any more than that because I want people to watch this and go, what the hell did I just watch?
Yeah. No, like the best puppet master in a very long time. That's what I just watched. You know?
Yeah, I haven't seen so there's this one, and then there was one a few years back called Axis of Evil. You know, so I now need to go back and watch at least the last three, since I know that they're done. I mean, the effects are done by the guys from Face Off, and see if the stories hold up, you know?
Yeah, I was actually thinking the same thing. I was like, I don't know, it's October, might as well do it, but I'm like, at the same time too, I'm like, there's all these other movies I want to watch. I don't know if I want to spend my time just watching Puppet Master. But
there's a lot of them.
Yeah, there's a bunch. But anyways, so needless to say, we both enjoyed the movie.
I really, really enjoyed it. I'm glad that we picked this one to do for a Wicked Horror review.
Yeah. So out of 10, what would you give this one?
It's a solid 8.
Yeah, I would say so too, and it's got a lot of rewatchability as well.
It does. It really does. I mean, not just the acting alone. You know, Michael Paré, Barbara Crampton, like you said, Charlene Yee, Thomas Lennon, all did phenomenal jobs. Oh, Udo Kier. Udo Kier is Andre Toulon.
Yeah,
you know, who has been in tons of movies I love, including the 77 film Suspiria.
Mm-hmm.
got to throw that in there.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, so it's got a lot of rewatchability. The craziness that happens, you know, and of course, Cuddly Bear.
Yeah, Cuddly Bear. Did you watch to the very, very end?
Yeah.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a little cut scene at the very end with Cuddly Bear. Actually, one of his other scenes I thought was great, too, when he went out and he's like saw the little kid. He's like, come on, follow me. Grab onto my silk shirt. And he's like running back into the place. And then, you know what happened with the kid. And it was just awesome.
So one of the kids in this movie is played by Thomas Lennon's son.
Oh, yeah? Well, that's cool.
Who is a huge Puppet Master fan.
That's awesome.
It really is.
I didn't read into it that much.
So maybe that's why Thomas Lennon did the movie.
Maybe. And they do leave it off at being a to be continued.
Yeah.
So let's see. That'd be awesome if he continues to do it. Because it's, again, it's completely out of his norm. You know, like
right.
he does like mostly comedy. I can't really, I mean, he's maybe done some dramatic stuff here and there. Like I'm sure he can do it. He also does some directing and writing too. Like he was actually I don't know if he was the producer or the director for one of my old favorite game shows that went off the airwaves recently was At Midnight. He was like one of the guys who created that show. And I love that show.
I don't know that show either.
Yeah, it was on Comedy Central. It was a game show with comics and stuff. It was really good.
Oh, I think I did watch it from time to time and kind of check it out, but just never. Okay.
I loved it. I've seen every single episode of that show. I loved that show. I wish it was still on. It was great. Anyways, but yeah, so I would also give it an 8. Now the fun part.
The fun part.
We get to talk about, well, the whole part was fun, the whole thing. We get to talk about if we think our guys would like this movie.
So we'll start with the mad scientist that runs it all, Leo. I think he would. I think he'd dig it.
I think he would too. I think he would as well.
I really think he would like this movie. I mean, yes, it's got blood in it and it's got a little bit of gore, but I think he would really look past that just because it's a fun movie.
There's some scenes that he'd be like, "What the fuck?" Like, there's definitely some scenes where that would come out of his mouth, and the pregnant lady scene is one of them.
Yeah.
But he's got to respect how cool that is, like how cool it looked.
Yeah.
You know? And, I don't know. There's a few like pretty brutal moments, but like when he burns that couple and.
Oh, the stabbing of the eyeball.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
But I don't know. Maybe he'll get past it because, you know, two people in a movie have been on the show. They're like, oh, yeah, I have to watch them because they're our friends.
Right.
And he's like, no, what happened? But anyways, I think he would dig it. And to be honest with you, I can't think of any of the people that are involved with the Dorkening that wouldn't dig it. Like, I can't think anyone would be like, oh, this is garbage. Or, this sucks.
Yo-Yo would love this. That's my, I mean.
Yeah, I think they all would. I think Tony would be all over this.
Tony would be all over this. Again, we get to James every time, and I'm always conflicted with James. I
everyone that I'm thinking of, even the Anger Geese guys, whatever, I think that they would think this is a good time. At least they think it's a good time, you know.
DW?
That's the thing is like the only thing is if they have a stigma with the old Puppet Master movies, because they stopped being interesting for a while.
And that's what I said. I mean, I quit watching after a while, you know, and it got to the point where it kind of fell into the same trap that Hellraiser fell into.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when Hellraiser hit part 4 and they went into outer space and you found out all this history about the box and the person that created it, it stopped being a horror movie for me.
Right.
You know, and that was the thing with Puppet Master. They got to the point where they're like, okay, for a while there was quite a few movies that like just dealt with the 1930s and Toulon's history and growing up and doing carnival stuff. I think Corey Feldman even did one, if I remember right.
So the one thing is, and it's probably the same deal with Hellraiser, is that, you know, these are made by... You know, they're filmmakers that are respected, like Charles Band.
Yeah.
You know, like he's made some great stuff. And at the end of the day, unfortunately, some people are not into new ideas. I'm not saying that Charles Band's not into new ideas. I'm saying that Charles Band is into making movies, and he knows like people are gonna see it. You know, people that are Puppet Master fans are gonna check it out. Like, You know, so I think what it is, it's like, okay, why come up with a new idea if I can just go to the same well? And
but he still does come up with new. I mean,
he does. And that's the thing. He still does, but it's one of those things too where it's like he still needs to. You know, this company still needs to survive. So
yeah,
you know. So unfortunately, it gets to the point where it's like, all right, we got to turn out this many Puppet Masters in the next couple of years because we know it's going to make money, as opposed to like, hey, we're going to take a risk on all these like other ideas that people may not care about. But you know, his name's all over this as well because you know, let's face it, he created
his
it.
His name and his, I think it's his son, because one of the other people's name in this movie was Richard Band.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if that's his son or not, but I mean, I would speculate it is, mm-hmm. you know.
And there was a little thing at the end during the credits was like a thank you, and one of them was a thank you to my aunt for going to the video store on Thanksgiving to rent Puppet Master, like. It was like when the original one came out. So like,
yeah,
it was what like lit the fire under this person to, you know, I guess want to make the movie down the road, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, Charles Band's an awesome, producer, director, writer, you know? And the cool thing was, is that as goofy and as campy as some of, you know, Full Moon's movies, became, he also put out a lot of serious horror too.
Yeah.
I mean, Subspecies. It's a vampire movie, but it wasn't made to be a weird campy vampire movie. It was meant to be scary.
Yeah.
You know.
I still love Castle Freak. I think that movie's awesome.
Castle Freak's awesome. Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's definitely worth checking out. Even if you're not a Puppet Master fan, I would say check it out. Maybe it'll change your mind. But, you know, if you are a Puppet Master fan, you know, this may like re-spark something in you, you know, like
it did it to me.
Yeah, exactly. So I can't recommend it enough, and I'm glad we finally checked it out.
Yeah. And same here.
I just wish that we did it earlier. Like,
yeah, same here.
It hasn't been out for very long, but it's, you know, but still it's, you know, it's awesome. Go check it out. So where can people find you, Wolfie?
You could find me on YouTube, The 13th Wolfman, Twitter at The 13th Wolfman, Tumblr, 13th Wolfman, The Prowl, every Sunday on The Dorkening Tuesday and Wicked Horror Show, doing these Wicked Horror reviews with Kev. And right now I'm doing the 31 Days of Halloween. I'm on day 21. And I've also got a really cool pickup video that I put up today. So check that out, you know?
You can find me, A Knuckle, on Twitter and Instagram every Sunday in The Dorkening. Well, not for the next couple weeks. Sunday on The Dorkening, Tuesday Wicked Horror Show, doing the stuff with Wolfie, and trying to check out and find cool horror movies. Hey, here's something. If you have any suggestions that you want us to, you know, movies that you want us to check out, you know, maybe leave a comment on the episode, like on your podcasting, you know, whatever, it'll come up. I'll find it. Either that or just contact us on social media and, you know, maybe like an independent movie or something that you just want our opinions on.
Over on Facebook, we have topics for The Dorkening. You know, go there on Facebook if you have a Facebook account and drop a dime and tell us exactly, you know, what you want us to check out. As long as it's horror, man. I mean, these are Wicked Horror Reviews. We watch horror movies, so.
Yep. So, yeah, go do that. And then, you know, leave a suggestion. Maybe we'll check them out. We most likely will. Anyways, have a good one, and thanks for listening. And please subscribe to all the shows on the Dorkening Podcast Network. And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
I hope you enjoyed this show. If you did, please make sure you subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your podcast. If you want to be part of a future show, you can find us over on YouTube or Facebook, where we broadcast all our episodes multiple times a week live in front of an online audience where you can interact with us and our guests. Our main show, The Dorkening, is produced live on Sundays at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific. The Wicked Horror Show comes at you Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. And the Ultimate Video Game Show zooms in on Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. This has been a Dorkening Network production powered by New Media Promotions. You can learn more about our network by heading on over to www.thedorkening.com.